worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
I am going to punch you in that scar on the back of your head.
Ian Hunter.
Ian's a dope.
Mickey.
I don't know. I'm very confused.
And Lazy E.
As a Pollock myself, this is a scary moment.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Go ahead, Lazy E. Go ahead. Go ahead. You say something clever this time.
I'm the scat man.
Because he's been complaining that my starts to the show have been so bad.
That was good.
Welcome to a freak accident.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Thank you, Mickey, for bringing us down. My name is Crisco. I am the host, and I am joined by Lazy E.
Yes, I'm the scat man.
Wow.
Ian Hunter is here. He's back this week. That's good.
My week as a writer for a speechwriter for the Republican National Convention did not go well.
Sorry, man.
And we've got Mickey here as well. Hi, Mickey. How you doing today?
I'm here.
Yeah, no, that's... Hey, you know what, listener? That's about as much as we're going to get out of her. Things are pretty good in Mickey Land.
Yeah, if you're new to this show, that's a positive attitude.
Yeah, she's having the greatest day of her life hearing that.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah. When we're recording this, it is.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Thursday.
When this debuts.
Yep.
Who knows when they're listening, though? They could be listening on Sunday evening. You don't know.
It should be Thursday, though.
Head to our website. It's afreakaccident.com. Feel free to send us an email about absolutely anything. And a little thing about that in a minute. I've gotten an idea.
Well, you've gotten an idea.
I've gotten one.
That's scary.
Yeah. Freaks at afreakaccident.com to email us about whatever. You can also find all the links to our various social media presences, usernames, all that stuff, pages, handles, all that. Head to freakaccident.com, click connect on the menu bar.
It's like you broke. Did you have a delay?
Yes.
I love the...
And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, the hub for all things podcast, and its direct competitor, I guess, but we don't care. If it's easier for you
sure.
If it's easier for you to find us on Google Play Music and subscribe there, that's fine too. Just don't forget, leave a good review. Every good review helps us climb a little bit higher in the podcast charts, and we would appreciate any help you can give us so then we can reward you with more awesome stuff.
Awesomeness.
As we become, you know, a bigger deal, we can do bigger deal things, and nobody benefits from that but you.
So we kind of do too.
Well, yeah, we do.
It's not
we
a lie.
Become a bigger deal, but it's a win-win is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we have that poster up in the office at work. Win-win. It's important. We need to get that poster in here. Win-win.
What's on it? What's that picture? That stupid motivational picture. What is it? Is it like jets flying or something?
I'm sure it's not a picture of Lazy E.
It is.
Wow. Well, he's gone for a week and he comes back salty.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It was hot.
It was hot.
That hasn't changed.
Well, like I said, my week as a speechwriter for the Republican National Convention didn't go well.
Yeah, you said that joke once already.
Yeah.
Didn't have to lose it. Didn't have the same zest the second time.
Yeah, really, it's okay. Yeah.
But the idea that I had was, we have that email address. We're always saying email us about stuff. You tell us what you like about the show, what you don't like. Tell us where you found the show, whatever the case might be. I've gotten another idea.
Ooh. Okay?
Now, we, as in, well, Lazy E and I especially, but all four of us, give the best advice in the world.
Yeah,
no.
No,
I don't.
Shh. Shut up.
But.
Shut up. You're going to ruin the bit. Shut up. Don't ruin the bit.
Shh. Crisco and myself.
Yes.
Give the greatest advice. Mickey, probably a strong second. Ian, so what are we going to do?
Well, Ian, I question some of your life choices anyway, so I'm not sure, but, at least, hey, dissenting opinion, though, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
As long as you open the door for Ian, he can give you a decent opinion.
It's funny you mention that. I had an awesome realization when it came to doors very recently.
Not English.
No. Can't speak tonight. Not sure what's going on.
So, considering our awesome advice giving, I was going to say, listener, if you're having a problem in your life, relationship trouble, job trouble, life issue, whatever the case might be. Your family's throwing you out for being a cocaine addict, whatever the case might be.
Well,
I don't know
jump.
What it is. I don't know what it is. I'm speculating. Whatever the case might be, we are here to help. We will advise you on your life thing, and we will get you back on the right track. So just send your stuff, your problems, to freaks@afreakaccident.com. And you know what? If you want to be left anonymous, we won't mention your name. Just request that you be kept anonymous, and we will not mention your name, where you live, or anything like that. We will just address, you know, a random invisible person that we won't name.
Or just be smart and don't put your name.
Well, that too, whatever the case might be. But I'm saying, like, I'll mention email addresses. I don't care. So just request that we keep you anonymous. We will. And we'll help you with your problems. I think it's, then, again, another win-win, Lazy E.
It's like Vanilla Ice said, if you have a problem,
yo we'll solve it. Yeah, absolutely.
Check out the beat while the DJ revolves. Sorry. Gotta finish it. That's one of those songs you can't just leave it hanging.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You could have.
Should have.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could have. Maybe you should have, though.
You can't.
Didn't.
Send us your problems, freaks@afreakaccident.com. We would love to hear from you. What was this realization about doors, though? What was that?
So this great realization that I had was a couple of weeks ago. I came home from work, and my wife was trying to fix the doorknob that she had pulled off.
Again.
And then I thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute. The last time the door handle was pulled off, we had a door issue, it was her. And then it was her again. And then just the other day, she had a problem getting out of the stall in one of the stalls in the ladies' room. So my great realization is, it's not me who has the door problem. It's my wife.
Now, hold on. It's not just you that has the door problem.
Yeah, okay, maybe that's a better way to say it.
You've found your other half of the door problem population. Because you've walked into doors texting, you've walked into poles, you've fallen off of sidewalks and things like that.
Fallen off of sidewalks?
I guarantee that's happened to you at some point
in
your life.
It has not.
No,
recently.
See, that may be the issue. Maybe she also has a problem. But do you ever hear the theory, like, once you're married to someone, you start becoming that person?
We've only been married a year.
I think your stupidness is starting to travel a little fast.
It's rubbing off.
Yeah.
I will say the door handle came off again a couple of days ago, and I'm tired of fixing it, so I found the longest screwdriver that I have and put it in where the door handle should go. So that is how we're opening our door right now, giant screwdriver.
Yeah, I'm sure that won't fail you at any time.
Hasn't
moving
yet.
On up, moving
you might
on.
As well just take the door off the hinges at this point.
Yeah, that seems like more work than I'm willing to put in.
Go with the classic archway look. That's very in right now with interior design.
It's not our house and it's an apartment.
Wait, why did that just slip by? The interior designer Crisco?
Yeah.
Can we have a segment where you give it all?
We absolutely can.
If you need advice on interior design.
Life problems, cocaine problems, relationship problems, whatever. If you've got interior design problems, I'm your man, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Who's handling the cocaine problems of the four of us?
Not it.
Not it.
Ah, Mickey, it's you. There you go. Yeah, Mickey will help you with your cocaine problem. I don't know. Are you equipped for that kind of thing?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What?
I feel like that needs addressed.
Nah, we're just going to move past it.
Yeah, okay. Just move past it.
She doesn't wear dresses. She only wears pants.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
Yeah.
She's like a tomboy.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So hey, did you guys hear about the other bit of news? Miss Cleo's dead? I wonder if she saw it coming.
It's
only the fourth time I've heard him tell that joke today.
It's a good joke. It's the first time the listener's hearing it, though, so it's fine.
I'm sorry, listener.
Not going to get that free tarot reading anymore. So.
Call me now for your free tarot reading.
It sounded so fake. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm picturing her just shuffling her cards over breakfast one morning and she turns over the death card and it's like, ooh, that's not good.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Well, egg on my face.
Ah.
And it was funny because she actually ended up with egg on her face because she tripped making breakfast and the hot pan hit her and that's how she died.
That didn't happen.
I guarantee that's how it happened.
You're making this up.
That is a fact. Check Wikipedia. It was on there like a couple minutes from now.
But in other news, we're also banned from Wikipedia.
Well, so I'm cool. Banned from Wikipedia. You can still strike.
Oh, I could.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Cleo was a tiger in real life.
Drop an E-bomb
oh!
on Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's another use of my name.
On the show this week, It's a wonderful show that we have lined up for you. The Democratic National Convention is underway, and much like we reported on the insanity of the RNC last week, there's plenty of insanity going on this convention as well.
Why not?
Yeah. So we've got that. We've got five ridiculous myths you believe about stuff you use every day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Gonna be interested in that.
A Playboy model planned an amazing prison break for her boyfriend who was locked up.
Oh, a playmate having a guy in prison be your boyfriend? Shocker.
That seems like a broad stroke generalization.
No, it is.
At least he admitted it.
It is. No, but I'm talking about hot girls dating a guy in prison. It's a typical story.
We have an amazing interview on the show. The Sick Puppies are going to be live on a freak accident a little bit later on in this episode.
That is awesome.
It is awesome.
They're great.
They are back. They have a brand new album out, and we're going to talk to them all about it. And we've got a recap of Comic-Con. Was this past weekend? Lots of news, lots of movie trailers, things breaking all over the place. And we've got a recap of all that action as well. It's all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident. You have to be glad you're here.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Eddie Trunk from That Metal Show, and you are listening to A Freak Accident.
Oh, God, we've only got until November. We just got to wait until November, and it's all over.
I was hoping that it was over. I honestly thought they would just end it, save us just a little bit of time. Just do the election now. End it.
Yeah, why not at this point?
What's the big deal? Why?
Are either of them going to win over any disenfranchised voters between now and then? I don't think so.
Well, no, they're two very polarizing sides that neither of those sides are going to change.
Yeah, and they're entirely disliked by just about everyone, I'll point out.
Well, everyone else besides the people on the polarizing sides.
Right.
So,
but I mean, no, polls are saying that, like, the vast majority of people, something like 70% of people in these polls are saying that they hate both options. And although they will vote for one or the other, they hate both of them.
I question those polls, though, because I don't think in my entire life I know anybody that was ever in those polls.
I was polled the other day. I had a phone call.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was a part of a poll.
So you could be within these statistics we're talking about.
Yeah.
You are biased.
Yeah, so the 1% that's voting for Daenerys Targaryen, you'll know who that is. But, yeah, the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, is going on this week in Philadelphia. Last week was the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. And both of them have turned into absolute tire fires. And it's been who would have thought that the Libertarian Convention, where the fat guy stripped down on stage to try and convince people to vote him in as party chair, who would have thought that convention would have been the sane one?
Well, the Republican Convention happened in Cleveland, so we should have known something was going to happen.
Yeah. Nothing good happens in Cleveland, ever.
Mistake by the lake.
Yeah. Except for that one Cavaliers thing that happened a couple weeks or months ago, whenever that was. I've already practically forgotten about it because, hey, Cleveland. But you got to give them credit. I mean, nothing really, you know, with the exception of the party being incredibly divided with the Republicans, nothing really happened. There were no incidents. There was no violence. Despite the fact that everybody wanted Ohio to suspend open carry, everybody had guns, nobody shot each other. I mean, it was overall, I would say, very successful, at least in that regard, in that Cleveland was able to not burn down in the process of that convention.
Now, the day after, there was a lot of shootings, tire fires, and it burned to the ground, but hey.
Cleveland.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They held it together for one day.
That's all that they needed to do.
Yeah.
They just needed to hold it together through the convention. But now, though, this one, I mean, you know, everybody was saying, look how divided the Republicans are. Just wait until the Democratic National Convention. We'll show you.
Nope.
Yeah, that was the sound of everyone's hopes and dreams falling to Earth from orbit. The thing that really threw this, I think they might have actually gotten through this without much of an issue had it not been for that WikiLeaks thing that happened just days before the convention. You're totally unaware of this, are you, Mickey?
Because I refuse to pay attention to any of it.
You're probably better off that way. Sometimes I wonder if she's onto something, at least in regard to this. Because I can feel my sanity slowly fracturing as the days go on. Maybe You, Mickey, you're onto something.
So I was traveling last week and didn't really hear this full story. So what happened?
All right. What had happened was WikiLeaks released a bunch of emails that had been hacked. By the way, yeah, no, you can't hack a private server, but apparently they hacked the encrypted DNC National Convention servers.
Yeah, why not?
But they hacked the servers, and they got a bunch of emails from the Democratic National Committee, which basically shows that they colluded with the Clinton campaign to get rid of Bernie Sanders. Even though they're supposed to remain objective, they're not supposed to favor a candidate, they were very much working to get Hillary Clinton nominated and make sure that Sanders didn't win. And on top of that, we also learned that apparently, like, the entire media is also in the pocket of the Democratic National Committee as well, like to the point where reporters, writers were sending their stories to the DNC to be approved before they actually ran them or aired them or whatever the case might be. Yeah, no, it's extensive. So, of course, you've already had a bit of a fracture between the Bernie party and the Hillary supporters. Well, now that it's like, oh, hey, the election was very much rigged in Hillary's favor behind the scenes and everything else, now the Bernie people are pissed.
It never was more obvious than when the lady came up and announced her as the candidate. That was, oh my God.
By nominating Hillary Rodham Clinton as our candidate.
Now listen to those boos. It gets worse. Ready for this?
As our candidate for the highest office in the land. God, you have given us wisdom. Now
Bernie,
give us
courage
for the facing of this hour.
All of them are chanting Bernie.
Wow. Did Roman Reigns walk out with her or something?
Honestly, I think Roman Reigns is more popular right now.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good... That's a good call. Yeah, they were. Well, the thing was, the chairperson of the party, the Democratic Party, had to step down over this whole scandal, and she actually held she actually gave a small speech during a breakfast and was booed out of the room. She actually had to be rushed out of the building by security because people were threatening her.
Is this the same woman that Hillary hired on right after?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Resigned in disgrace. You're perfect for the Clinton campaign.
Bring it on.
And that's, and then there are protests going on outside the convention center. There's people doing sit-ins. Somebody had a llama for some reason.
Why I saw not?
Hey, whatever. Somebody was waving the North Korean flag.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? That doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't. I don't think it needs to, though.
Not that the llama made more sense.
Right, yeah.
But... you know what? Bernie did something right for the party then. He decided he's going to make the people supporting him not support him anymore.
He was going to tell them that they should support Hillary instead.
Yeah, unfortunately, it took supporting Hillary to do that.
We have got to defeat Donald Trump.
Everything seems good.
And we have got to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
And your champion is Roman Reigns.
It was interesting because, you know, he kept going on about that, and then like at one point they were booing, not what he was saying. They started booing him.
Yeah,
and it's like, and he had this look on his face, like as he's looking around, like, oh God, what have I done? like Frankenstein, like, what has this creature become that I've created and now I have no control over it anymore?
This is a perfect example. They, you know, Living Color said it in their song. It's a cult of personality.
Yeah.
They flipped on him like that, which shows they didn't care. It was completely just his mystique that caused this big uprising for Bernie.
Could have been that. His energy, his you know, the fact that he was saying saying different things, you know, that aren't normally said. You could see how that might win some people over, sure.
Spoiler alert, though. He will not be running the next election because he's going to be 75 in September. No way. Not a chance.
I was actually thinking to myself, like, if he had won the nomination and he had been elected president, he would have been, what, like, almost 80 by the end of his first term?
He would have been 79.
Right.
And think about what they always say. When somebody becomes a president, they age much faster.
Look how fast you age.
What, would he be 150? My God.
He'd be the crypt keeper.
He would be dead before the end of his term. No doubt about it.
The State of the Union is creepy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was kind of...
I do a good crypt keeper.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
it's weird.
Kind of freaked me out.
Don't pay much attention to it. But yeah, they're chanting on the floor. They're booing. The funny thing was, at one point, every time somebody mentioned Hillary Clinton's name, the entire floor would erupt in boos.
The good thing is, though, they found somebody with integrity to show those Bernie supporters they're doing the wrong thing. And that person was Sarah Silverman.
To the Bernie or bust people, you're being ridiculous.
Ooh. Yeah, no, and they booed her pretty heavily after that as well.
That's like someone coming out during the NFL draft and giving praise to Roger Goodell. Nothing good can come from that.
Yeah.
But not only that, it's Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
Her biggest thing was she dated Jimmy Kimmel. Why does anybody care? Al Franken was up there, I think.
Yeah.
They're actors.
Yeah.
They're comedians. Who cares?
Get Johnny Manziel in there to tell you how you should vote at that point.
Yeah, why not? At that, yeah, just why not?
I vote for, what was his name? Jerry? Is that what he was saying his name was when he was had the disguise? Johnny Manziel?
Oh, yeah. Was it Jerry? I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't.
Jimmy or Jerry? Or something,
something
like
that. Yeah, vote for him. Yeah, vote for Johnny Manziel in a disguise.
Yeah, with a mustache.
You know, both parties are in disarray. Both parties are under, you know, scrutiny. They're being, you know, taken apart by internal strife. At this point, it's a good time, I think, for people to realize there are other options out there.
There
actually are. You know, you've got libertarians, you've got the Green Party, you've got the Constitutional Party. You always have more than two choices, even though it's only the two are the only choices that people ever pay attention to.
I'm looking forward to the tire fire.
Yeah. It's gonna be The next couple months are going to be delicious from an entertainment standpoint.
Yeah, we're going to have shows packed full of stuff. I can't wait.
I can't wait until the first debate when they just start tearing into each other like, you said it! Nuh-uh, you said it! It's just going to be like a schoolyard fight. It's going to be great.
But then Trump goes, what, did you email it to me? And everybody in the back goes, oh! You got him, dog!
You gotta know when to hold 'em, when to fold 'em, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
It's the Mythbusters theme song, because we're gonna shatter myths all over your face.
That's
with
right.
This segment.
We educate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't hate, educate.
Yeah. That's what we do.
No hate on this show.
Remember, if you have a problem, we'll solve it.
What are you doing?
There's a little hate on this show.
No!
Well, directed from Mickey toward the rest of us? Yeah,
yeah.
I'm definitely picking up on that.
Yeah. We all know it exists.
Just a reminder, if you have a problem, we'll solve it. Freaks at freaksaccident.com. Yeah. Like, we're going to solve these ones right here.
Yeah, these are six ridiculous myths you believe about stuff you use every day. And I'll admit, reading through this list, I believed a couple of these. Sure.
I'm interested to see if I did.
All right, number one. High fructose corn syrup is much worse for you than sugar. That is the myth, that it is worse for you than sugar.
I guess I could believe it. I don't know.
You believe that it would be better for you than sugar? Not worse anyway. That's the thing. It's not, according to this, and this is from crack.com, because, you know, when you need science, you go to crack.com.
That's what we do.
According to actual research conducted, it's no worse for, it's no better. It really isn't any better, high fructose corn syrup.
Okay.
But it's no worse for you. They're both bad, though, okay? They're both equally bad. But high fructose corn syrup is not worse for you than sugar.
See, that's what I was thinking. I never really thought the other way.
Yeah, studies so far have shown that the body doesn't seem to know the difference between high fructose corn syrup and regular sugar. And the reason that we have high fructose corn syrup instead of sugar is because of the sugar tariffs, right?
Correct.
History lesson two. Sugar is really expensive to import. That's why they decided, and we can't grow it here. We don't have the climate for it.
No.
So it's like, oh, well, we'll just use this chemical compound that basically does the exact same thing. But I will admit, soda made with sugar rather than high fructose corn syrup tastes way better.
Yeah, you got the real sugar, the sugar.
Yeah.
It's probably a chemical reaction.
It could be. You know, I'd rather get diabetes the natural way rather than the scientific way.
Yeah, at least you know you did it right.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah. But I did believe that for a long time. I thought it was worse for you.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I had heard somewhere that, like, your body can't digest it the same way it digests sugar or something. It's the kind of pseudoscientific thing that people banter around about something like that.
Working with food a lot, people would come in. I used to roll my eyes.
Oh, this was something...
They'd ask me up and down, what's in this? What's in that? And I'd just sit there and go, does it really matter?
It's food. Eat it.
If you think it's not good for you, how about you just don't put it in your coffee?
Right. Well, that's like the people who complain now about GMOs. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. People talk about how, oh, science is so important and, you know, you can always trust scientists and science is the one that always... But that's what I'm saying. Like, now, oh, well, scientists are trying to kill us by putting chemicals in our food. They're using science to make it better.
Yeah.
More delicious and last longer. How's that bad?
That's what they did with the... with the meat, what is it, eradicated, or is that what it's called?
I have no idea. Irradiated?
Irradiated, that's it. They did that, and everybody complained about it. Listen, it takes out the salmonella. There's no possibility. You can
salmonella.
Eat it.
Salmonella? Salmonella? There's salmon in there?
That's what you get from raw salmon. Fact.
It's salmonella from raw salmon.
Yeah. Regardless.
It's salmonella from everything else.
I'll let you finish. That. But... it made it so you could eat it raw.
Right.
So my dad used to eat it all the time like that.
Great.
What?
Raw meat doesn't appeal to you?
I like it medium rare. Raw is pushing it.
Oh, come on.
That's the thing. Yeah, he loves his steak.
Still mooing.
I like it right off the farm.
Yeah.
Just bring it mooing to me.
Come on. Take a bite out of the haunches.
What's the next thing?
The next one is artificial sweetener is poison. That is the myth. We've all heard about this, right?
Literal poison?
Well, there was a study that came out that said that apparently Splenda was linked to cancer, right?
Everything was linked to cancer.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Chocolate, coffee.
My grandmother talked about this one a lot, so I'm going to say it's a total myth.
Specifically, aspartame. Aspartame, it came out, people were saying, the funny thing about that is the myth about aspartame being poisonous to your body, which is in, like, Equal and some other sweeteners, it came from an email chain. Remember email chains back in the day? Those long freaking things? It was basically, I don't even know what to compare it to. It was kind of like Facebook before Facebook exists. It was a chance for people to pass around stupid information that they didn't know anything about, and then everybody just believed it because it was in an email chain.
Now it makes sense that my grandmother talked about it all the time. She probably saw it in the email chain.
There it is.
Did you realize that Loch Ness is real?
That was never brought up, thankfully.
We don't know.
They found a Yeti skeleton in Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
That proves the land bridge theory.
And if you don't forward it now, you're going to have bad luck for 7 years.
Yeah, you got to forward it to at least 15 people. This is where this originated from.
Yeah.
Actually, though, many scientific studies, multiple over the years, one after the other, have shown that, yeah, aspartame isn't bad for you at all. No link between aspartame and any kind of disease. Even though Splenda, I'm pretty sure, because that's not aspartame. That's something else, I think. There's something in there. There's some kind of chlorine molecule or something that's bonded to a sugar molecule. And
Splenda is different from Equal, is different from Sweet and Low.
Right.
Those are the three weird ones that try to be sugar that, you know, kind of tastes like it. But
Splenda,
really,
I'm pretty sure, is actually bad for you. And I don't think it's aspartame in Splenda.
This is way above my head. You are all talking way too much science.
That's why we go to the next one.
You're using words that aren't even English. This is Latin terminology here. The next one is silicone breast implants cause countless diseases and injuries. I wasn't aware of this one.
Oh, I've heard this one.
What are the injuries?
I don't know.
I'm excited too much?
Longer than 4 hours? Yeah. Maybe if, like, you run at a girl with them too fast, like, you bounce off and then hit the sidewalk and hit your head? Yeah, it could be that.
It's actually safety. You float in the water. You're never going to drown.
I think the I don't know if it was the silicone ones or the ones previous to that that they would break. But I mean, that's gonna happen.
What were they, rocks?
No, the bags.
Like they would pop like a
yeah,
balloon.
Like
oh,
pop.
they had bags?
That's really, you don't know what fake boobs are?
What,
seriously?
I know silicone. I didn't know like there
it's
was some.
It's a bag.
Fun bags.
No. Yeah. I knew that, but you made it seem like there was something more like less technological where they had it in like a bag and they just.
You missed my joke.
It really is just a bag.
No, I heard it.
You know those fish bags at church carnivals? Okay. Think about silicone in those.
There's no way they're fish bags. I'm not that stupid. I'm on to you.
Apparently the idea that silicone implants cause diseases came from one Ralph Nader, who one day just randomly decided to say, they
Ralph
cause
Nader?
Disease. Yeah, no. Yeah. He inexplicably declared in the 80s that silicone implants cause cancer, and ever since then, people were trying to sue, saying that they got cancer from silicone implants, but science has not been able to substantiate that there's any link between disease and implants at all.
Is he running for president again this year? Is that a thing still?
Probably. I assume he's out there somewhere talking to a room full of insane people about what he's going to do to change the country.
Just God bless that one's a myth.
The next myth, discarded refrigerators are death traps. This is a bit of an older one.
Oh, yeah. They would always tell you, make sure you don't go play hide and seek the kids. And then
Yeah, because kids play hide and seeks in dumps, apparently.
That happened. That happened in Allentown. Some kid went in there and he got locked in and dead.
Well, it's the law. The government passed a law that you can't discard a refrigerator just all willy-nilly. You got to do it in a specific way.
I've done it before.
You might have heard some of the old-timey quotes or whatever you'd call it, the little stories saying that you have to take the doors off before you send the refrigerator to the garbage dump because somebody could fall in there and the door close and you get locked inside the refrigerator and die.
I've heard about taking the Freon out, not the doors off.
Yeah, that's what I've heard is that one, not the...
Oh, I've heard the doors.
Yeah.
Maybe your mom just had to tell you that.
Apparently this was...
That's just rude.
This was a reality. This was not a myth up until 1958. Because refrigerators back then were made, they didn't have the magnetic seal, so they had a latch on them. So in theory, you could go in, the latch could close, and you're trapped inside the refrigerator now. But nowadays, they don't lock closed. Heck, mine falls open because the door's on crooked. It just opens on its own sometimes.
Yes, you can't get stuck if you're inside there, unless you're Ian, who can't open a door.
Trapped forever. Man, that's going to haunt your dreams now, isn't it? Being trapped in a refrigerator.
Yeah, thanks. I have a hard enough time sleeping.
Have you guys ever heard this one, that your mattress doubles in weight every 10 years from dead skin and bugs?
Yeah.
Myth! Not true.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah.
Why is it gaining weight?
Doubles in weight. That sounds like a lot of...
It does. That's what I'm saying, right? How much does a mattress weigh? Like 200 pounds? About the size of a person?
200 pounds? What mattress are you sleeping on?
They're not lightweight.
But they're not 200 pounds.
I'm rounding off, okay? They're heavy.
Say what? Okay. Rounding off from 100?
Well, the point that I'm making is even if they are 200 pounds, you're telling me that it's going to double in size? There's going to be an adult human being in there after 10 years?
Maybe.
An adult human being's worth of skin and bugs in your mattress.
I'll make that happen.
You know, the replace every 8. That's the old adage.
Yeah.
That was developed by mattress salesmen because they want to sell more beds.
They are sick people talking about dead skin and bugs.
You know, I was talking about this to a guy that we work with the other week about how I don't get why mattress companies advertise on the radio so much. With all these... It's the President's Day mattress sale! Come on down and get yourself a new mattress! I have never once thought to myself, wow, there's a deal going on mattresses. I better go blow $2,000 to buy a new one.
Yeah, that's one of those things you either need it or you don't need it.
Yeah, that's it. And how do you know when you don't need it? It either, like, the spring shoots up through the material, in which case, oh, I got to get a new mattress now, or, I don't know, your house burns down and you have to buy a new one? What other reason is there for needing to buy a new bed?
I have a butt groove in mine.
Butt grooves?
Done.
Yeah.
Man, you sleep heavy, don't you?
Oh,
you don't move.
I sleep in the same spot.
Ah.
That's the thing. I do not move in that same spot, so eventually, you know.
But it still works, though. That's what I mean. It still works. You can still lay upon it, and it functions the same way that it's always functioned. You don't need to buy a new one.
By theory, yes, but if a spring pops up, you can still lay in it, too.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there's the opportunity for you to roll over and get a spring in your eye.
Well, here's the problem with the butt groove, is that when Proofreader sleeps over, I know I'm living in sin. She'll be sleeping there, and all of a sudden she just rolls right into the butt groove. Like, I'm sleeping there, and all of a sudden I feel, ba-doom. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Think of the benefit, though. If you spill something in the bed, it coalesces in one place.
Where I sleep!
It's your own damn fault.
This is why I'm saying you need a new mattress.
But I mean, has anybody ever felt compelled to go buy a bed because there's a mattress sale going on? No, it's pointless.
No, that was pointless.
I'll buy it when I need it. And no sooner.
When I go to IKEA, if they're having a mattress sale, I will get one from them.
Really?
Really.
How long have you gone between mattresses? Like, or what's the shortest span of time that you've had a mattress and then you've thought, oh, I could definitely use another freaking thing to lay down on every night?
Like a year.
What?
Yeah.
That seems incredibly wasteful.
No, because I don't throw out the other one. I put it into the spare bedroom.
So you're a hoarder.
No.
She's just got a stack of spare beds in there, and you're going to be like the princess in the pea.
Sure.
Going to reenact that play.
Once a year?
Not all the time, but he was asking what the shortest span was, and so it was in a year.
She doesn't watch TV. She doesn't watch movies. Doesn't enjoy sports. But she's got a mattress collection to make anybody jealous.
I enjoy sports in the playing sense. I do not enjoy sports watching them on TV.
Whatever.
That's not the point of this conversation. The point of this conversation is that you buy a mattress every year.
Not always.
Some people collect bottle caps. Mickey collects mattresses. Sure. Okay.
What's the rarest one you've got? Is it like a Serta 1959?
Oh my god.
Anyway, it's not true. Your mattress doesn't double in size. Shut up. Just lay down on your thing as long as it works in supporting your weight. That's all that really matters.
What?
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 No one said anything.
I didn't say anything either.
You just got awkward.
That was the most confusing thing that's ever happened on this show.
I know.
Ian's looking at me like I just said something.
You don't know what you just said.
I keep slipping in and out of reality
what
today.
What did he say?
Not exactly appropriate to repeat. I'm just going to let it fester.
What are you just making stuff up.
I'm not.
The number one myth, microwaving or freezing plastic containers releases deadly toxins. Not true.
What containers?
Plastic containers.
But they could melt.
If you microwave it for long enough, sure.
Sometimes just 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Depending on what you have in it.
Well, right, yeah. But the plastic containers we're talking about, not styrofoam, plastic. Because styrofoam actually does release some kind of toxic thing into the air when it's burned, right?
Whatever it's called.
Man, where did you get your degree from?
Man. Ooh, you collect mattresses, you're a scientist. What else don't we know about Mickey?
Lots.
Oh. Ooh, I don't like that.
Think about that. Like, this podcast is like an adventure. We're going deeper into Mickey's mind with each episode.
I don't like it.
We're 30 episodes in now, and who knows what the future holds.
And you get more creeped out every time.
I do. It's good. Funny. You'll notice I'm inching ever further away from you as the episodes pass by.
That's fine.
I'm going to be through the wall in about a year or so. But, yeah, apparently this is a myth. The one thing I do wonder, is it a myth that you can't reuse water bottles because they say if you reuse just like a plastic water bottle over and over and over that the plastic wears down and gets into the water and then you drink it and you get cancer? Because that was the other thing that I heard. Another cancer causer, of course. But does anybody know if that's true or false here?
That's not true because I have when I had a Brita at home, I would just refill the same one over and over and it didn't kill me yet.
It's not the refill part. It's if you leave it in like a hot area. So it's the same concept as putting plastic in the microwave.
But they're saying it's a myth. It doesn't do that.
No. Wait.
What?
What kind of area?
A hot area.
You said a hut area before.
You're really splitting hairs with looking for grammatical problems.
That's not grammatical. You're not in a hut. You're in a hot area.
You might be in a hut. You might be a listener listening right now, might live in a hut. I'm not going to discriminate against those people.
Listen, I don't care if it's a Pizza Hut or an actual hut. She was trying to say hut.
Pizza Hut, Jabba the Hut, who cares? Makes no difference to you.
What's happening next on the show? I'm mad.
All right, next on the show, I don't even know. I'm about ready to give up on this whole thing. The prison break thing with the Playboy model.
All right, hut, hut, hut.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Prison Break. No longer on Fox. But now with Playboy models. Even though they're bringing it back...
Then that doesn't make sense.
I don't know how... The main character died at the end of that show.
How?
What?
How are they going to do it?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Give me answers.
Maybe it's a prequel. It's about building the prison.
Would you know what?
That they eventually break out of.
I'm going to email you that question for next week. You said you could solve it.
I didn't say that. You did.
No, you said we could solve anything.
You can't prove a thing.
Go back in the show. It's
you can't prove a thing.
Oh, please.
This story is amazing. I love this story. Marissa Christopher is a former Playboy model who is the girlfriend of a violent Czech crime lord.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Again, this doesn't surprise me.
I'm going to try and say this guy's name, and I know I'm going to fail.
I know you are.
Radovan Krejčír.
He sounds very dirtbaggish.
Yeah. He sounds very Czech, too.
Mate.
You did the joke before I could. So,
right.
Krejčír from the Czech Republic was a violent crime lord. He fled to South Africa, where he was arrested for his criminal activity. He was thrown in jail. Incidentally, it was the same jail that Oscar Pistorius is in.
Ooh.
Everybody remembers him, right? He's a dude with no feet from the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And then he shot his girlfriend through the bathroom door.
I don't like how you had a little giggle going on there. What's going on there?
I just thought of a joke.
Oh, well, we could think of a lot with that guy.
Anyway, so this guy was in this prison. Oscar Pistorius doesn't factor into this at all, but his girlfriend, Marissa Christopher, the former Playboy model, was so enamored with him that she decided she just had to break him out.
Oh, that's smart.
But she didn't think of, you know, some kind of simple Occam's razor kind of prison escape plan. No, she decided to really overcomplicate things. From BroBible.com, $13 million prison escape.
I'm not even sure El Chapo spent that much.
I don't know. I think it's close, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure El Chapo probably spent a little bit more.
Didn't they say that the El Chapo tunnel was $50 million?
Maybe it was.
It was a joke.
Yeah. It was a joke that's an awful lot of money to blow on a prison escape for some random guy no one's ever heard of.
Thank you, Mickey and Ian.
Mickey's like, now wait a second. That wasn't funny, and also it's wrong.
I'm sorry I insulted your good buddy El Chapo.
We know he's paying her tax dollars under the table so that she'll paint him in a good light here on the podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, $13 million prison break. Which entailed an armed gang, a helicopter, and a weaponized treadmill.
Didn't she ever watch MacGyver? It just takes a toothpick, some gum, and good ingenuity.
This sounds like Ocean's 11, but with a prison break.
She's a former Playboy model. Didn't have to be this complicated.
What a woman, though. If I ever end up in jail, I hope Hello Nurse does something half this complicated to get me out.
Should probably just find someone else.
Fair enough. Yeah, apparently there was like a gun hidden in the treadmill. How did you get... Did you donate the treadmill to the prison? And you're like, you know, when you're on the phones through that glass, you're like, there's a gun underneath it. You just got to peel open the panel.
They let them deliver treadmills to these guys?
Just, I don't know what's going on. It's a South African prison. I don't know what happens in South Africa.
They apparently pretty spiffy.
Literally everything I know about South Africa, I learned in District 9. There's aliens there, and it's a whole thing. That's all I know.
And apparently they like to run on treadmills.
Apparently they all do. Right. Yeah. Officers found a knife, screwdriver to take apart the treadmill, and a list of the names of key witnesses and investigators involved in cases against the guy, so I guess he could kill them after he got out of prison. They found all of this stuff in his cell during a shakedown. Yeah.
They found this all in a shakedown. Clue number one, there's a treadmill in there. Second of all, he's taking it apart. I think that's all you needed.
You got to give her credit, though. She could have found somebody else. She could have found El Chapo. Or, you know, well, he's still in jail for right now. Although there was that rumor that he'd escaped a little bit ago, but apparently, no, he's still there. Like, the prison had a video of him in, like, the cafeteria. They're like, look, he's still here. We still got him. I'm like, I guarantee he did leave, and he just came back. He's just screwing with him now. But anyway, now you got to give this girl credit, though. Ride or die. She could have found somebody else. She's committed to this dude, though, to the point where, well, now she's going to jail for being arrested for colluding to help him get out.
Well, now they have something in common.
What's that?
They're both in jail.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Where am I today?
I don't know where I am today.
Where did she spend all $13 million, though? Because treadmills don't exactly cost $13
million. Well, it was probably hiring the gang and the helicopter, and I'm assuming the rest of the weapons.
Still, I feel like all that shouldn't total up to $13 million.
Well, her makeup, her dress, she gotta get the right shoes.
There we go. Now we're on the right track.
Paying people off.
Mickey was going to say the same thing. I think you were going to go for the dress joke. Yeah. I mean, hairstyles, you know, those aren't cheap.
No, you got to get your hair done.
Beauticians are expensive. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I know.
On the other side of that,
Crisco
they pay.
Crisco knows. Look at that coif.
I love my coif. Leave my coif alone.
On the other side of that, they pay Playboy models a lot.
Yeah, apparently she can afford a $13 million prison break. I got into the wrong career.
Yeah. I should
no,
have.
No, you did.
What?
They say face for radio.
I know. No. I does.
Well, no, that would imply that I got into the right career.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. I said you got into the right career.
I said
I
got
was
into
complimenting
the,
you.
I said I got into the wrong career, and you said, no, you did.
Yeah, whatever. True. You didn't.
You
See,
knew what I was trying to say,
you're screwing
though.
Up your words tonight, too.
That no, always happens.
Pointing fingers at me. Like, I'm the only one who does it on this show.
So far, I'm doing pretty good. We still have more of a show to go.
Mickey, would you hire a gang of thieves to break us out of prison if we got locked up?
Absolutely not.
What would you do?
Laugh.
Enjoy life.
Thanks, Mickey. Thanks. Up next, our interview with the Sick Puppies here on A Freak Accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Recently, Lazy E and I had the good fortune of getting to sit down with all three members of the Sick Puppies.
And we've known them, like, not known, but met them. I've been acquainted with them for several years now.
Yeah, from working in radio. We've known Mark and Emma. Brian was new because he's their new lead singer, but awesome dude.
Oh, yeah.
Good getting to know him, and now you're going to get to know them as well. Right now on A Freak Accident, our interview with the Sick Puppies. It's A Freak Accident. My name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
And right now we are joined by the Sick Puppies, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Great to be here.
It's our pleasure to have you guys. How have you all been? I mean, you doing good?
Yeah, we're doing great.
Understatement, man. We're just rolling right now.
You all look healthy.
You know? Thank you. Yeah. So do you. So do
Some
you.
Of us do, yeah. Posture. Yeah.
I know. We got bad posture there. That's the only problem.
I do too. We're all hunched over.
Yeah, I know.
Let's have a jam session here.
Now, something I had to ask Emma.
Yes.
Okay. We've heard that people in Australia and other places, you know when you ever hear people in America going, how you doing?
Yes.
That's just something that isn't said over there, I heard. Like, they get confused. Like they're like, well, do you actually want to know specifically?
How you doing? Well, actually, how are you going? How you going?
How you going, mate?
They say that a lot, so it's kind of the same thing.
Because you've got family who lives in Australia, and they're
okay.
Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, they came back to visit, and he asked them, how you doing? And they were
how
like,
you doing?
What do you mean?
Well, that's kind of personal.
It's my girlfriend's niece, and her boyfriend lives up there. So he had to actually think about how to say things, because I guess you guys have slang, so he's like, And then, sorry, that's a terrible accent. I'm sure I offended you along with all of Australia with
totally
that one.
I'm totally offended. But no, it's funny because there are so many things, and we're still learning, like us coming over here as Australians. And I've mentioned this before, herb. Where's the H in the herb?
Where's the H?
We say herb over there, but there's no H here.
So
I just,
that's like us.
Where's
that
the
makes
H?
More sense than America, though.
That's this
herbs
area.
Herbs and spices.
Yeah, herbs.
This area, they say H. That's
oh,
how
okay,
like,
okay.
There's a certain yep. dialect around here. If I was going to ask yes or no, ain't or no, that's this area.
Come again?
Really?
Yeah, it's a weird. Mm.
Interesting. Mm.
I don't get it.
So you guys are doing good. That's great. You know, and I'm thrilled to see you guys because it's been a couple years actually since we've seen you. Things were kind of quiet for the Sick Puppies for a while there, but you're back. The new album Fury is out. I've listened to it. I love it. It's fantastic.
Thank you,
nice.
Thank
like,
you.
Excellent
Thank
work.
You.
And like, it feels like, I don't know, did you guys feel like you had something to prove with this album? Because there's definitely, I'm picking up a little aggression on the record, a little bit.
A little bit, you know. You picked up on that correctly.
You could say that again. Well, I mean, we did have something to prove, you know, like everyone's skeptical about member changes, and so were we at the beginning until we met Brian, and then that's when we knew it all clicked. And also, I mean, Brian had something to prove as well. So coming together, we all got very angry and aggressive and made this album.
Dare I say furious?
Ooh.
Ooh, where I it like came from. See, get it?
A little no. punny right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no.
Punny.
I like that a lot.
I sure,
I like
yeah.
that a lot.
JT would be proud.
Yeah.
So I've heard that, Emma, you started out, when you started the band to finance it, you were a telemarketer?
Oh, yes, you are correct.
Oh, my God, I hated
awful.
You.
Awful, I know, I hated me. Yeah, it was awful. I did many jobs, and that was one of them, and that was the one that lasted the longest, and it was just terrible. It was for I was selling raffle tickets, and the amount of rejection was just bang, bang, every day, bang, bang, no, you suck, take my name off the list, and blah, blah, blah. But it was all worth it, because we're here today.
Are you going to write a song about telemarketing? Because I'd like to hear that.
I think we already have at some point back then. Like
a telemarketer.
Yeah.
I like that.
Emma, I noticed on the new album, it seems like your vocals are a lot more prominent. So who did you have to arm wrestle or thumb wrestle to make that happen?
It was Mark.
It was Mark?
Listen,
I've seen her slap the bass. She looks like she's got some, you know.
She's a lot stronger than she looks. That's the thing, yeah.
She can slap at the bass.
No, I think, well, we have this Sick Puppies World crew, and they're a bunch of friends that are all over the country. They come to the shows, and they're great supporters. And they've often said they like dual vocals, you know, the singer and me singing along together. And anyway, so we heated that, and we were like, okay, let's try and do a little bit more of that, and we incorporated that in this time around.
It was definitely conscious on the whole band too, you know, because that was yeah. something that we love hearing our voice as well, and so wanted to bring it out. And you know, I mean, obviously with when you make a transition, you know, something big like this, it's like it kind of helps, I guess, in a way, or we thought maybe it might also additionally help to kind of transition, you know, give us something they're familiar with and everything like that, which we like hearing her voice anyway, and obviously took a song by herself and just killed it on that one. I don't know if you heard that one, Walls. Yeah,
I have, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah. yeah so really, really love that one. And yeah.
you know, you mentioned the World Crew.
Yes.
I'm very familiar with the World Crew. They are very annoying. I say that, you know, as a guy who works in radio, like I'm
oh,
constantly
I see.
Getting people from the World Crew calling, hey, did you hear the new song? Did you play the new song?
Oh,
yes, the new song
awesome.
On the air. When's the new song playing? Did you
oh,
play it yet?
Yeah,
what's the rotation?
Them.
What's going on? It is endless. So, I mean, yeah, you guys got some rabid fans
that's
out
awesome.
There.
Yeah, that's our army fighting for us.
Loyal, yeah.
Rabid.
Rabid like a sick puppy?
Yes, ooh. I love it. I think you've coined a new term.
See what you did there.
Yes.
Jeez. Did you guys plan to dress with each ripped jeans at the knees and all black?
Absolutely. It's all about the holes and yeah, black.
We are
honestly,
bums.
I didn't notice until just then when you pointed it out.
Bro, oh, I mean, the red, yeah. man. You threw it all out, dude.
Oh man, you gotta have a little bit of red with all black.
That's style right there.
We coordinated.
Just the touch of red.
He's got a color that pops, you know? That's what
exactly.
they say. You need a popping color.
You gotta have that pop.
Listen to me talking yeah, fashion with my brown cargo shorts.
Hey man, but you're a lot more comfortable than us, so it's all good.
Yeah.
I wear them for the pockets. How else am I supposed to carry my
True.
Stuff?
Practical.
You know what I mean?
You think we like wearing these tight jeans?
Fanny pack. I think you should bring it back.
I agree. I would wear a fanny pack.
Bring the fanny pack back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Oh yeah.
If it weren't considered a style like sin, I would definitely wear a fanny pack. Absolutely.
See, practical. It's all about practicality. you know?
Oh, so I was gonna say, it's really putting me off here. Do you guys watch wrestling at all? Any of you guys pro wrestling fans at all?
Do you?
Going with this?
Well, we got introduced a little bit to it when we had the song "You're Going Down" on WWE, and we met all the wrestlers and went to some of the matches and stuff. We sat like front row. It was pretty cool. So like meeting Big Show is like ridiculous.
Yeah.
The only reason I bring this up is because, Mark, you look a lot like one of the champions.
Yes.
Oh, Seth Rollins, right?
I think I know which one it is.
Yeah. Just yes, commented totally on that the other day.
Was that? I think we saw that on Twitter, and you were like,
"Oh, this looks like you." I'm like, "This looks like you."
So that brings us to our next question: are you Seth Rollins?
See, that's the thing.
Where do you find the time?
I'm trying to live this double life, and you're breaking my my double identity here. Yeah. No, I'm not that buff. I wish.
Are you guys stoked for Rock Allegiance? That's coming up in Chester.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're stoked for that one.
17th, yeah.
That's actually the first show on our tour that we're doing, a headline tour, and then we're doing going with the band Skillet. And that's the first show of that tour, so we're stoked for that one.
You guys have toured with Skillet before, haven't you?
We've done like festival shows and stuff, and we did a couple just recently with them and got a chance to hang with them on their bus and talk. And
awesome guys, man.
Awesome people, and yeah, so we're looking forward to that one.
How nerve-wracking is it as a, you know, a rebirth of your band to then go on Rock Allegiance that has so many huge bands on it? Does that kind of bring up the butterflies a little bit?
Yeah, always.
Yeah, it's like we just did, like, with Skillet, Slipknot was on it this past one, and like Corey Taylor was side of stage watching us, and like David Draymond was there, and we're like, you know, that's kind of weird when they're like, you look over, it's like Corey Taylor, like, oh no, you can't mess up.
Don't mess up.
So it's always cool. Like,
he's got like popcorn. He's just like,
yeah.
So like, I think that's the coolest thing about those festivals. You just run into like people you grew up listening to, and you're like, you share the stage with them, and then play with friends. Like, we were good friends, you know, Nothing More, we're really good friends with, and hanging out with them. And it's kind of like a reunion, really, those shows, you know, like Rock Allegiance will be like kind of a reunion, you know, like for us, for sure. So that's probably the coolest thing about playing those shows.
Mark, they found you on Craigslist, right?
Throwback.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where did they find you, Brian? eHarmony?
Yeah.
Match.com, actually. Yeah, so we were Match.com.
It was actually from Mark's profile.
My Match.com, yeah.
Anyways, we won't talk about that.
We were a match.
In the casual encounters.
Ooh.
Is that a section?
Is that a thing? Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
I'm on it.
Okay.
So if you guys need a new member, just look over there. Nice. I do the tuck maneuver.
Oh.
Hey, what's that?
Have you not seen Silence of the Lamb?
Oh.
Come on,
man. We're doing that?
Me?
No.
She rubs the lotion on her.
We're going to leave that one alone. There's the females here, bro.
Protect Emma's ears. She can't be hearing this.
This is radio. We need to keep this. No.
You're in a man room.
So what's next for you guys? Are you planning? Are there any early plans for another follow-up album to Fury? It just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah, we're just
Fury just came out. I mean, everything is going on right now. Obviously, new single "Stick Your Guns," which has been doing well, and you know, that was the first single off Fury. Did a music video for that. Got another single coming pretty soon. Maybe can't talk about it yet, but it's about to be dropped. So that's going to be coming out, obviously, touring just nonstop. That's really the main thing. It's just getting out there and just, you know, pushing the new album.
Letting people know Sick Puppies are back.
That's right, man.
That's what I'm saying. I just pick up the energy from you guys, and it's just kind of like, usually when I see a band with this much energy, it's like, we've got 5 albums planned. We've got 3 tours coming up. We're going to be touring 3 places at the same time. Like, it's usually wild. So.
Oh, yeah. It's going to just be nonstop for sure. Yeah.
Touring.
That hurts an 80s band that's way hopped up on cocaine. So you're either one or the other. I mean, you're not that.
It's coffee for us, so anyways.
All day, every day, yeah.
It broke in our office yesterday.
Oh, no.
The coffee machine. It looked like a bad AA meeting over here. Like, all of us are sitting here going, oh, my God, what do we do?
Shaking.
Somebody from our office bought a new coffee pot just to bring it up there, and that's what's running right now.
Oh.
It's great.
Someone saved the day. Good for
that. We don't want to take too much more of your time, so we just wanted to say thank you. The band is the Sick Puppies. Mark, Emma, Brian, thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk to us. And check out that new album, Fury. It is in stores now, and it is amazing.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for the support.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
We're all dressed similar. I can show you worlds of fantasy. Be anyone you wanna be. You could be Batman. Even if you weigh 300 pounds, it happens here at Comic-Con.
It's one of my favorite weekends of the year because there's always a ton of news coming out of it. There's a ton of new information, trailers, pictures, concept art, props.
This is how I plan my my money spending for an entire couple years.
Oh, yeah. The toys that get announced at Comic-Con, the action figures and collectibles and everything else. It's crazy. Crazy.
It's great stuff.
We've had a lot come out this year. Not as much as I was actually expecting, but still quite a bit. And Ionine.com was kind enough to compile all of the news and trailers and everything into like one thread. And we've got that linked at freakaccident.com. You can go and check that out and maybe see for yourself some of this stuff. Because, I mean, normally we would play a trailer here on the show. There's too many. There's too many to go through, honestly. The big one, though, the big one that I think stole the show and had everybody talking was the trailer for Wonder Woman, which that looks amazing.
You know, when they, what was it, the Batman vs. Superman, she was the character that stood out the most in that movie.
She definitely was one of the better parts of that film, for sure.
So I think that added to the excitement. You know, before that, I think people were like, see.
Well, plus, this is unlike Superman, unlike Batman. She had never been on the screen before. That was the first live action, with the exception of the Linda Carter Wonder Woman in like the 70s. This was the first film version of Wonder Woman. And now this will be the first time she will have her own film. Plus, it's kind of a big deal. You know, it's the first ever female superhero standalone movie ever made. So that alone makes it interesting and compelling, but it looks good. It looks really, really good. It looks exciting. It takes place during World War One, so it's a period piece, and it's because, you know, she's immortal. She can freaking live forever. So yeah, it doesn't make a difference. But it looks really good, and it looks like there's levity in it, too, because that's one thing that a lot of people have been leveling against the DC universe, specifically Zack Snyder, that he makes things too dark and everything else. It seems like there's a lot of hope in this movie. There's a lot of, you know, bright levity and, you know, passion and all that other good stuff,
which is good, because if you don't have the contrast with a happy movie, the other movies are just going to be background.
Well, because Wonder Woman, one of her big things is hope. She's a symbol of hope.
Yeah,
she brings out the best in people. That's what she's all about, the whole lasso of truth and everything else, you know. So I mean, that the trailer's amazing. Again, go watch it, it's awesome. And on top of that, I mean, a lot of people are saying DC films really won Comic-Con this year.
Really?
Because they also had the trailer for Justice League.
Wow.
They're only a couple weeks into shooting that movie, and somehow they compiled enough scenes together to make a decent trailer out of it.
The thing that bothers me about that, they make the trailer. Maybe most of that stuff doesn't make the movie. They haven't even come close to cuts.
Yeah, true.
So
it could be that they're gambling on, okay, this is like meat. This is the meat portion of the movie. There's no way these scenes get cut.
You're right, but there's still that possibility.
True, sure. But, I mean, that, too, seems like, you know, there's a camaraderie among the heroes. They're making jokes. It seems to have a little bit of levity to it. I mean, there's definitely serious tones, but it looks like it's going to be fun. Like, that's like, honestly, it had the feeling similar to some of the first trailers you saw for the Avengers.
Cool.
Before the Avengers came out.
Well, Marvel didn't have a whole lot going on at Comic-Con except for the Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Interestingly, yeah, no. I mean, like I said, DC had a lot of stuff going on. Marvel, not so much. The bigger thing was a lot of these studios, I notice, are releasing the trailers online literally minutes after they get played in these panels. Because what was happening, Mickey, was people were recording them on their phones inside the presentation. Yeah. And we're quick
posting
uploading them on YouTube, right? And the issue was they say no photography or whatever. You're never going to stop that. And studios were getting mad because on a phone, it looks like crap. Because you're filming a projector screen and it looks terrible on your phone. So they were getting mad. So now they're being proactive and they're like, this stuff's going to leak. So let's at least be one step ahead of it and give a polished product officially, you know, licensed and sanctioned on YouTube right after the people get the first look inside the hall.
That's a lot like what they did with movies, with DVDs. Mm-hmm. Originally, they were so mad because people would get them off the streets, the tape version off the screen.
Bootleg.
Yeah, and people would get the bad reception of that series of movies. They wouldn't go see the second one. Now they bring it out so fast after the release, it's not worth it for the pirates anymore.
Yeah, Yeah, that's another thing too. So, yeah, Marvel though, whereas the other studios and things released their stuff, Marvel kept a lot of their stuff under wraps. They did release the Luke Cage trailer. They released the teaser for the Defenders.
But we do know who Star-Lord's dad is now.
Yes, Ego, the living planet. His father's a planet.
That movie is just so perfect.
I don't even care. That is awesome.
That's great.
Ego could take on human form, and apparently he did. So that's I'll tell you what, that's out of left field. Was not expecting that at all.
Who cares? That first movie was amazing. I totally trust them.
Kurt Russell plays a planet.
Best casting ever.
You're not kidding, right?
So is this technically the first appearance in a movie by Captain Planet?
Maybe technically. I'm not sure if he's a captain. He's probably a lieutenant, though, at least.
Well, yeah, you know, before
Lieutenant
that.
Lieutenant Planet.
Yeah, that was before he became captain.
So we did learn that. And they also released a new Doctor Strange trailer, which we saw, which that movie I cannot wait for. But other than that, there was Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. There was a Guardians of the Galaxy clip. There was footage of Thor Ragnarok that was aired that we haven't seen. So they're still playing it as though they're going to keep some stuff secret, at least for now.
Well, Thor doesn't come out until next summer, right?
I think, yeah, they're filming it now. I think they just started filming it.
Yeah,
so it's got to be at least a year.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, at least 6 months to a year, probably.
You know, one thing I hate that came out of this Comic-Con, and it comes out after any of them with Marvel and DC, you always see one side, because there's two. Usually, you're a fan of that, one side or the other, saying, well, our side's better. No, you guys stink. You know what? Can't you just enjoy the fact? I like the fact that DC is stepping up the game, because that makes Marvel. Because
sure.
Otherwise, Marvel's going to just get complacent.
Oh, there was also footage from Spider-Man Homecoming, too.
Oh,
the new
really?
Spider-Man movie. Yeah. Somehow, that movie's only been shooting for a couple weeks, too, and they somehow managed to get scenes together.
You know, maybe they're lying about the shooting dates and making us impressed.
Plus, I almost forgot DC had the thing about Suicide Squad because that's only a couple weeks away.
Oh,
but
wait.
There was continued teasing for that. Let's see. Yeah, they released the Justice League image, the official image of the whole team.
Okay.
Which, how's Superman in there? I thought he was dead.
Oh, spoiler. Thanks, Comic-Con.
Dude, I haven't seen the movie yet. You're killing me. I'm just kidding.
It's been out for how long? The Ultimate Edition just came out. And if anybody's read Death of Superman, which is a comic series that was out 20 years ago, then you know what happened.
I'll
it's
get around
really
to it eventually.
It's not a super big surprise.
Yeah. I was saving it for now.
Was surprised there wasn't much about Star Wars, though.
They're keeping it secret.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised how little we got. I mean, though, we did get some more peeks into stuff from the Power Rangers movie, which
Ooh.
Continues to look awesome, which we forgot to mention on the show. Bryan Cranston is freaking Zordon in that movie.
That's amazing.
One of my favorite things on YouTube was they did a supercut of the show where, like, they walk in, they're like, Zordon, we found the sword. And it's him from Breaking Bad giving his I am the one who knocked speech. Genius. So we've seen, like, some props from that. That came out. I mean, there was some Star Wars stuff, but honestly, like, there weren't any huge, like, trailers or anything like that. There weren't any new trailers. There weren't any new images, really. It was kind of low-key this year for Star Wars.
Here's the thing with Star Wars. They don't have to.
Yeah.
That's why they don't. They don't have to rush something out or have to over-promote it. It kind of does it itself.
Next year. I mean, Episode 8 comes out next year. Right around this time, they'll have something huge going on at Comic-Con.
Another thing I was stoked about, though. We got it. It's official.
What?
Mystery Science Theater 3000 is coming
I
to Netflix.
That.
It's coming to Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The perfect place for it, too. The
it
absolute
is.
Perfect place.
Which, if you're a fan of A Freak Accident, you know we said that on the show when we first talked about that fundraiser they were doing.
Are we wizards?
Or are we giving them ideas?
Maybe. Maybe they're fans.
Or maybe we're wizards giving them ideas.
But you know what? That makes sense, though, because if they went on a normal network or even cable channel, you got to figure it's a two-hour show. When they riff the movies, it's 2 hours. So you're talking, you're either replacing four shows, assuming it's on a network where each individual show is a half hour long runtime, or you're replacing two shows. So there's a very high possibility that if that thing doesn't do stellar ratings on a normal cable network, it gets canceled. because they could be airing two shows,
yep.
and instead they're only airing one, or they could be airing four and they're only airing one. So Netflix, or they could have done like Yahoo streaming or any of those things. But honestly, Netflix is probably the perfect home for it. So I'm thrilled.
And not only that, they'll give them the time. Netflix hardly ever knocks something off, like kicks them off the network for reasons. Because you can't tell. Well, you could tell judging downloads, but typically they're just more content.
There was also the Walking Dead panel, which released absolutely no information about the next season.
Why would they?
What do you talk about in that panel? Hey, we're here, but we can't say a damn thing. Okay, great. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, there were trailers for season 7 of Walking Dead and season 7 of Game of Thrones released, right?
I think we did, yeah. Well, the Game of Thrones trailer was literally just people building swords and props because they haven't even started principal photography on season 7 yet. But
the Walking Dead one did because it was everywhere.
Yeah, it was like a 3-minute trailer. Yeah. Again, really didn't tell us much about the next season other than that Ezekiel's going to be in it and so is his pet tiger.
Wow.
Yeah. He has a pet tiger, Mickey.
Okay.
It's a CGI tiger, though.
I figured.
I was actually wondering, are they going to have like a Simon and Garfunkel?
Simon
and Garfunkel. You knew what I meant.
Well, we all love that song, The Sound of Tigger.
No, but I was wondering if they were going to have like an actual trained circus tiger or something, or if it's just going to be CGI. It's just CGI. But still, cool. Yeah. Cool.
And in case you didn't know, it's Siegfried and Roy.
Right, yeah. It's not Simon and Garfunkel.
Close enough.
Yeah, it was one of those blank and blank combos.
Oh, my God.
The only time I would ever go see a Simon and Garfunkel concert is if there was a real tiger there.
Oh, my God. Now, I know this is stupid, but it's in my head. I'm just picturing two tigers with acoustic guitars.
Anyway, Comic-Con was great, and I'm looking forward to all the nerdy crap that's coming. Let's end the show. Mickey, what do the listeners need to do to keep in touch with us during the week and all that other fun
Go to freakaccident.com and click connect on the menu bar, and you can find us on all of our social media pages there. Mm-hmm. You can send us an email at freaks@freakaccident.com.
Send us your problems and we'll fix them.
Yeah.
Any problems at all. Mickey's got great advice just waiting for you.
I got nothing.
Including how to cure your cocaine addiction, apparently.
Been there, done that.
You can find us on iTunes. Leave us a good review.
Yes.
You can, what is it called? Subscribe yes. to iTunes or Google Play Music.
Yes.
I'm getting there.
You are getting there. Man, that was everything. It
really
was all right.
Slow.
It's only taken 30 episodes. Up top. You're great. You're wonderful.
And a big thank you again to the Sick Puppies.
Yes.
That was huge.
Absolutely thank you to the Sick Puppies. We will definitely have them on again in the future, I think.
Hopefully.
Unless you creep them out too much,
I think I may have.
Definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
Next week on the show, the most expensive homes for sale in the United States right now. So be prepared to feel completely inadequate about your achievements in life.
Yay!
Come back for it. We'll be back with that all new episode next week. For A Freak Accident, my name is Chris Go saying thank you for listening.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Ian Hunter.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
Call me now for your free tarot reading.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.